All right, turning now to Nicola, our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. As we read about Nicola's life after returning from Colorado in 1900, we should consider what it would mean for the power guys of that day. Folks like J.P. Morgan and the heads of state Nicola appealed to for support as World War I loomed, support in scaling up his particle beam weapon in order to put a fast end to conflict through its awe-inspiring, if awful, demonstration of unassailable force. Consider what would go through their minds, those who lust for power untouchable, to learn of Nicola's invention. Think of what the current versions today would do, and you know what they did. Finances desperate as inflation consumed the money advanced by J. Pierpont Morgan. Tesla wrote to him again, "You have extended me a noble help at a time when Edison, Marconi, Pupin, Fleming, and many others openly ridiculed my undertaking and declared its success impossible." But Morgan still did not act, and Tesla, now beginning to feel pangs of desperation, decided to play his final card. So at last he wrote to Morgan and bared his true goal, not just the sending of radio signals, but the wireless transmission of power. On July 3rd, Nikola Tesla wrote to J. Pierpont Morgan, "If I would have told you such as this before, you would have fired me out of your office. Will you help me, or let my great work, almost complete, go to pots?" The answer came 11 days later, addressed to N. Tesla, Esquire. "I have received your letter, and in reply would say that I should not feel disposed at present to make any further advances." Tesla replied that night in Jovian style by going to the tower and setting off such a fireworks display as no one has seen before. When reporters rushed to the scene, they were turned away. When interviewed, Tesla said, "The people about there, had they been awake instead of asleep, at other times would have seen even stranger things. Someday, but not at this time, I shall make an announcement of something that I never once dreamed of." "Even stranger things?" asks Margaret. Was it simply a journalistic tease? In Colorado, he had achieved voltages of 10 to 12 million volts on the antenna sphere of his magnifying transmitter, although he believed that 100 million volts were feasible. On his return to New York, he applied for another group of patents, of which the most important was an apparatus for transmitting electrical energy related to the Wardenclyffe project, being number 1,119,732, or 1119732, filed in 1902, but not issued until 1914. And my comment, that is to say, the state held on to it for 12 years. A gap suggestive of behind-scenes scheming and double-dealing. What do you suppose Nicola was doing as the state held on to his patents without responding to him? Must have been a pretty good lie the state was snowing him with. The timing is obviously significant. 1914 brought the outbreak of World War I, and an article from Nikola Tesla, published in The Sun of December 20th, 1914, discussed in our August 7th and our August 14th, 2016 shows, titled, "Science and Discovery Are the Great Forces Which Will Lead to the Consummation, End of the War," in which he wrote, quote, "Modern machinery wrought by science is responsible for this calamity. Science will also undo the Frankenstein monster it has created, a new force, a new agent, a demonstration by any means, old or novel, but of a kind to surprise and suddenly illuminate, to bring the belligerent to their senses and furnish irrefutable proof of the folly and uselessness of carrying on the brutal fight. Thousands are working on it, bent upon developing some process or apparatus for accomplishing the purpose. And there is feverish activity in France, Russia, and especially in Germany, among electricians, chemists, and engineers. What the genius of nations will bring forth, none can tell. But it is not too much to say that the results will be of such character as materially to affect the outcome and duration of the struggle, unquote. Apply 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, and what do we see? 2 world wars and Nicola gone, his EMF weapon and technology for wireless transmission of electricity, and so many other inventions stolen. His legacy massively diminished, on its way to being entirely erased. So many crooks on this crooked road to straighten once we're in our freedom. Continuing, Margaret Cheney appends a note that reads, first in this series of patents that he filed in around this same time was number 685012, means for increasing the intensity of electrical oscillations by use of liquefied air, issued in 1901, followed by 655838, method of insulating electrical conductors, patent 787412, art of transmitting electrical energy through the natural medium, patent 723188, method of signaling, 725605, system of signaling, 685957, apparatus for utilization of radiant energy, and the one that we mentioned originally, 1119732, 1119732, filed in 1902, but not issued until 1914. In fact, says Margaret, it was filed only weeks after Marconi's transatlantic wireless success. The problems of getting investment capital for unfinished Wardenclyffe were compounded in the fall of 1903, when the so-called rich man's panic struck. Now, the chances of wooing Morgan back into the fold seemed more remote than ever, if she only knew. Next week, we'll continue our reading of Chapter 16, Ridiculed, Condemned, and Combated in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.